We have the Broncos and Chargers coming up this Sunday. Now pleased to be joined by CBS's Jamie Erdahl. Jamie, of course, the Broncos will be without C.J. Anderson this week. How do you see them try to replace his production?
Well, I think what we just heard from Coach, you know, you can't replace that kind of production. You have two young guys that do have to step up, and they're going to have to share the weight. But I think what Trevor Siemian just told us most interesting was he's going to miss his protections and what he can call in the huddle. And Siemian even called that a comfort zone for him. So I will be really interested on Sunday to see how that affects just that cohesiveness on the field and the way the team can move forward with their communication, with their leadership. Because, sure, young guys can share the weight, but, I mean, C.J. Anderson, such a talent, and he was doing such a great job with the Broncos. So I think it'll be tough, but you got two young guys that I think Coach is okay with.
Yeah, Anderson does so much back there, helping another young guy in Trevor Siemian. Yeah. On the other side of the ball, Von Miller, you guys just got out of production meeting. Yep. What have you seen from him this year and the entire Broncos defense?
What do you not see from Von Miller, honestly? He's unbelievable. One of my favorite quotes that he just said in the meeting was he thought life was pretty good when he was drafted second overall, you know, in his rookie year. But then he just had the summer of his life in 2016, and he hasn't missed a beat. I mean, you could think that a guy after the contract he gets, after a Super Bowl win, that he would take a step down. But he, every play, he is the one trying to get after the quarterback, and he's so impressive. But the defense as a whole, Greg was just telling me a really great stat about the Broncos defense. Haven't let up a touchdown to a wide receiver since week one, a touchdown pass. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had a running back, you've had a tight end, but wide receivers, I think that speaks volumes about their secondary. Phillip Rivers is an immense passing talent. Granted, he doesn't have as many tools as he probably would have wanted to on the wide receiver side, but you know, the Broncos can be such a shutdown defense, and I think they should be able to avenge their loss from 2 weeks ago.
It's pretty cool that you get to fly around and talk to all these NFL players.
Yep.
What's the best part of your job? How much fun is it being down there on the sidelines?
I think it's just that. I mean, the sidelines are great, and being on the field for CBS is amazing, and game day is just a really special feeling. But I would honestly say I think my favorite part is days like this, when we just get to sit. I mean, there's five of us in the room with a guy like Von Miller or Gary Kubiak, and you get to sit and just chat football with them. I mean, some guys can be in kind of a rush, but Von just gave us, you know, 20, 25 minutes of his life, and we talked Dancing with the Stars. We talked Von's vision. We talked football. And I think for me, it just to get to know the guys on that level. So then when I do see them on Sunday afternoon, I'm not just another face to them. I'm that person that was there with them on Friday afternoon. And so it's great. I mean, these guys have so much depth to them beyond being a football player that I love getting to know all of them.
All about the relationships
exactly,
in this business. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on TV on Sunday. That's CBS's Jamie Erdahl.